Time for another edition of Working the Edge, a wrestling podcast. This time, staying in Orange County, talking to Timber Creek head coach John Cohn, talking about the school's tradition of having deep teams, how that might fare when they do the state dual series this year. Also, talk about how wrestling has changed just in the 12 years that he's been coaching. All of that and more on the podcast starting now.
You're listening to Working the Edge, a podcast dedicated to the sport of wrestling. Hosted by Wrestling USA Magazine's 2017 Sports Writer of the Year, Brant Parsons, Working the Edge is the first podcast in the state of Florida devoted to high school wrestling. And now, Working the Edge.
Second year at Timber Creek. A lot of guys coming back, that region qualifiers, a state qualifier coming back. Six seniors leading the team as you head into the season. Where do you see these guys going to improve off of last year and your second year there?
Well, you know, we're just every day we're just trying to get better, just grinding in the room. These seniors really are really helping with a lot of young kids that we have down low that hopefully in a couple of years they will also be leading the team. But those six seniors, it really does help, because from 170 on up, you know, we're going to be pretty solid up top.
Timber Creek has finished second in the district for four straight years. This year, I would say they have a better than good shot at getting that district title back. Are your kids aware of this? Is that something that they're putting into work, because they want to, especially the seniors, want to leave school on that high note and get that district title?
Yeah, I mean, and that and also the Metro title. I mean, you know, we've Freedom's been one of the best programs in the area, and you know, we're trying to beat them, and you know, Boone's coming up and everything, but you know, the boys want to go out with the title, and you know, we're going to try our hardest to go win it. And you know, we'll see what Freedom does, cuz Coach Bush does a great job over there.
Teams, most coaches I talk to about the sport, a lot of them, especially in our area, they struggle with numbers. They struggle to get guys out. Timber Creek, that's never been an issue. There seems to be a tradition of having strong, deep teams there. What is it that you found being, since you've been there, that kind of just at that school, you're able to get a lot of guys out, get guys committed to the program? I know for every coach, even at the highest level, you're still recruiting constantly. You're constantly looking at kids just around the school each day. But what is it about Timber Creek that you found that you guys are able to get guys out, to have deep teams, to have strong dual teams that maybe doesn't happen at other schools?
It all starts with Coach Buckridge, the football coach. He makes all the freshman football players at least try wrestling for 2 weeks. So, and then having Coach Weems as the freshman football coach kind of feeding those kids in as well. So it really helps with the football and having a good relationship with them. So we traditionally have a lot of kids that try it out, and it just really, really, really helps. I mean, I've noticed the difference since I've only been over here for 2 years.
And that relationship with football coaches, you don't get that at every school. Having a football coach that's bought into how wrestling helps their football team really goes a long way these days, it seems.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, I'm always telling the guys, you know, Carl Joseph wrestled for me at Edgewater, and you know, he's right now in the NFL. So I mean, you know, that when I tell the kids that, it pretty much opens their eyes, because they didn't have any idea that he actually did wrestle.
Mm-hmm. And then, from a wrestling standpoint, how do you see the sport helping guys on the football level? Where how do you sell that to them?
Well, it's they get stronger because they're pushing people around, you know, from 170 on up, they all play football. A lot of the kids that started for Timber Creek this year started because they didn't have a year of wrestling, and it just makes them tougher physically. They win those one-on-one battles. They can push people around. It really helped two of the offensive linemen just get more physical and more confidence and just better athletes.
I would say also you probably just that knowing, especially like an offensive line situation, just learning that, having that center of gravity better what you learned from wrestling and knowing how to move the body to make different things happen. It's just basically, I think that would help, let alone the athleticism. And then just the mental aspect of the sport where when you're wrestling, it's just you on the mat and it's how far you can push yourself. I can see that translating well when they get back on the football field.
Absolutely. Like I know the starting tackle, Shamir Nelson, is my heavyweight. And he started this year because of wrestling. You know, he just got so much better and it really helped the football team.
This year we have the state dual series coming. I would think that this is something that you guys would be excited for, knowing how deep the team is each year in a district. Has it changed your approach to the season, especially since where it's timed in the season, but to get them ready for the state duels?
You know, that's going to be an interesting way how we approach that because, you know, I'm not sure if we're going to be at our optimum weights that early in the year because ours is December 20th at Timber Creek. Mm-hmm. So it ought to be kind of interesting because a month and a half later, you know, you've got the state tournament and, you know, we are excited. You know, I know we're going to be wrestling Winter Springs and Hagerty, hopefully, from that other district. And it's going to be exciting, you know, and, you know, our kids will be ready and, you know, we'll have all the weights filled and, you know, dual meets are fun. You know, you get to play around, bump around. That's why you get paid the big bucks.
You have, guys coming back. I'm just looking at it real quick. Three district champs that were region qualifiers. Obviously you have Corbin Arana coming back as a state qualifier. You have other region qualifiers. You've toughened the schedule up this year a little bit, to get them more mat ready for the end of the season. Is that part of the delicate balance of coaching also to know when to push them a little bit harder during the season to make sure that when that postseason comes around, they're ready to take that next step?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Brian, Carlos, and Corbin are all hoping to get on the podium. And, you know, Brian was the match away at 182, and arguably our region was the toughest at that weight, you know, and he just couldn't get out. But, yeah, you know, we are going to wrestle Osceola and Camden and South Dade early on. And, you know, those guys won a challenge. You know, they came to me and said, Coach, can you make the schedule tougher? And I said, sure. But, you know, we've got some young kids down low that, you know, I'm going to have to sit them out a couple tournaments so they're not, you know, taking a whole lot of losses because, you know, you don't want to lose their confidence either.
And then along those lines, and I'm fascinated by it because it's maybe underlooked, but playing that schedule out so you test the guys that need to be tested, but it's also that balance of not wrecking the guys causing damage mentally by having them get beat, and how much of that goes into the planning of the schedule? I know you guys have it down to you're going to wrestle these hard matches early and try to get maybe some more winnable matches possibly later just to build that confidence up. But is that a huge part of what goes into trying that strategy of the scheduling, is making sure guys get tested but also at the same time don't get beat down by being tested?
I mean, absolutely. You know, I mean, you know, Corbin and Brian and all those kids, you know, they've got to have those matches, but, you know, you got to have 14 kids to win, and not all of our kids are at that level. So you kind of want them to go get those good matches and see what tough competition is, but at the same time, they need to get some wins, because once you start going 0-10, 0-11, you know, you want to quit the sport. So you kind of need to find some wins for those kids. And you know, it seems like about every other week we're at a tough tournament and then an easier tournament. So it's, you know, I don't have it all down yet. You know, it's just something I play with each year, just looking at our team and the type of kids that we have.
You've been coaching this your 12th season. I think you came on my second or third year covering. So around that same time frame that I've been around covering the sport, have you seen changes, not necessarily in the kids, but just the changes of what technology has been able to afford the sport and being able to help with your coaching and how maybe that has changed just in the 12 years you've been doing it?
I mean, you know, we got a huddle account and the kids, after a match, they're hounding Coach Jackson to get the matches on huddle. Cause they want to watch the match, and then we'll sit down and, you know, we'll go over strategies and all those things. But I mean, that with track wrestling, you can follow everyone nowadays. You know, I remember a long time ago, Coach Weems and I were talking about how we would go to Buffalo Wild Wings and we'd do the regional brackets and by hand. And we'd just look at the brackets and it was kind of fun. Nowadays, you know, those days are gone. But we were commenting about that this morning. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I first started, it was even on a college level, so hard to even find anything out there. And now for the basic subscribing, you can have ESPN has all of their games, or, you know, all the tournament, you know, all the rounds of the IBT, you know, the Big Ten Network, Pac-12. And then if you really want to get involved, you have Flow Wrestling, you have all those other things. But what amazed me even beyond that is I talked to Vic at Harmony about this on my podcast with him. I'm on Instagram and I'm watching Kyle Snyder show moves, and it's a minute post.
Yeah.
And it's right there. And I don't think you would have been able to have that. Obviously you wouldn't be able to have it, but 10, 15 years ago, and kids can just get on their phone, follow him on Instagram, and here's the best wrestler in the world showing you how to do a move.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Brian. I mean, and, actually, I just I made my wife. We bought the Big Ten Network for wrestling season, so that's one of our purchases. She doesn't really like it much, but you know, it's part of being with me. But you know, our kids are all the time on their phone. They'll be like, "Coach, look at this move," and I'm like, "You know, I wish you were that, you know, that happy about your math class." But hey, at least we're happy about something.
And I think it's just helped. It helps build just the recognition of the sport, and certainly something that even at a place like Timber Creek, something you deal with, just trying to get more kids to understand the sport and have access to it. And I think that's not a bad thing.
No. And you know, like last year we had a dual meet at 1:30 right after school on a Wednesday with East River, and all the kids came in for free. And we started throwing shirts out for when kids win, they throw a shirt up in the stands. And man, those were pretty hot last year. So that was some of the things that we've gotten for fans to come in and support, and it's been pretty cool.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time today. Best of luck this year. Looking forward to catching up with you guys throughout the season.
Hey, thank you, Brant. Thanks for all that you're doing for the sport. We love it.
Thank you for listening to the Working the Edge podcast, the first podcast in the state of Florida devoted to high school wrestling. For more wrestling coverage, visit OrlandoSentinel.com/wrestling. Subscribe to this podcast, share it on social media, and review it on iTunes.
I need the 6 minutes. It's what happens in that 6 minutes.